many of you procrastinate, at least sometimes? Maybe there's a chore that you put off, and then you put off again because it doesn't feel urgent. Or maybe you let projects linger until you feel the pressure of the deadline. Well, studies show that about a quarter of the population regularly procrastinates. Almost everyone procrastinates at least occasionally. In this passage, Jesus is telling us that living as a follower of Christ is not something that we can procrastinate. We can't wait until the judgment is about to come and then change our ways and start doing good. And the reason why is simple. We won't know when Jesus is returning. And since we don't know when Jesus will return, we need to be ready all the time. Jesus' words remind me of the catchphrase of Mad-Eye Moody in Harry Potter. Constant vigilance. Be ready. Stay watchful. This might at first seem like a strange reading for the first Sunday in Advent. After all, there is nothing about Jesus' upcoming birth. Those gospel readings, with John the Baptist preparing the way of the Lord, and Joseph being visited by an angel, those are coming in the next few weeks. But today's gospel passage highlights how Advent lives on two timelines simultaneously. The most straightforward is the timeline that has already passed. Over 2,000 years ago, the anticipation of all creation of the birth of Christ. The preparation and expectation as the world awaited the coming Messiah. And in remembering that past time of anticipation and waiting, there is also a present and future anticipation. We are simultaneously looking backwards to the first coming of Christ and looking forward to the final coming of Christ, the return of Jesus to reign in power and glory, the coming of the Son of Man, of the kingdom of God. Jesus is coming back. We know that for a fact from Scripture. Unlike the examples in the passage of the flood in Noah's day or the hypothetical story of a thief coming in the night, both are examples of unexpected occurrences. Things that could not have been anticipated. But we do know with certainty that Jesus will return. What we don't know is when. And because we don't know when, Jesus is encouraging us to be ready. Constant vigilance for the coming of Christ. What does it mean to be ready for Jesus' coming? How do we prepare? The Romans reading suggests the following. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably, as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Live honorably as in the day, meaning live as if people can see what you are doing. Don't live in a way where you need to hide any part of your activities or actions. If you need to hide something, that should be a signal that you probably shouldn't be doing it at all. And to be clear, that doesn't mean that God expects us to never make mistakes. God knows that we will sin and fall short. That's the reason that we need Jesus in the first place. But we shouldn't persist in sin. When we make a mistake, we should turn to God and repent. We should seek in all things to love God and to love one another, to live righteously. I work at a social service nonprofit, and a phrase that we often use is that we need to stay audit ready. We have a number of different funders and are regulated by local and state agencies, and those funders and regulators can come by at any time, unannounced, to look through our documents or check our financial books to make sure we are providing quality services and adhering to all regulations. In order to stay audit ready, it means that every single day we need to ensure that everything is up to date. We not only follow all rules and protocols, but exceed every standard, so that if an auditor comes for a surprise visit, which we know they will, we have nothing to fear. We don't need to scramble or try to rapidly put things in order, because everything is already as it should be. We instead look forward to hearing encouraging words from the surprise visitor about the good works we have done. Our lives should be audit ready for Christ. And I want to be clear that being ready isn't primarily about fear of getting caught or punished. It is joyful anticipation of Jesus's imminent return. Our actions matter. Jesus isn't a thief who is coming. He is God, who loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice on our behalf. Later in his dialogue, Jesus describes his return using the metaphor of a man who has gone on a journey and has entrusted his wealth to his servants in his absence. When he unexpectedly comes back and sees that one of his servants has been diligent with what he has been given, he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." May that be what God says to each of us. We need to be prepared, not because God is wrathful, but because our loving God has work for us to do here. Do not waste your days in jealousy or quarreling, or in building up your own kingdom. God has work for us to do. Love one another, feed the hungry, welcome the immigrant, look after the sick, visit those in prison. Paul's words on the subject are straightforward. You know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. I remember when I was a teenager catching up with one of my cousins over a holiday. And after talking for a while, he asked me with true curiosity, "Are you living your life, or are you just sleepwalking through it?" His question made me pause. He went on to say that he felt like most people were just sleepwalking, going from one thing to the next, not really thinking about their lives. Paul, like my cousin, implies that we tend to sleepwalk through our days. And how easy it is to do. There are so many things to be done, especially this time of year, with holiday preparations and travel and work and family and on and on and on. Our default mode is focused on ourselves and ensuring that our immediate needs are met. But God is calling us to more. To wake up, to see the work that God has for us to do. To be alert to the prompting of the Holy Spirit in our lives, calling us to serve God and to serve one another. Especially in this busy season, we need the reminder to wake up. Be ready to hear the prompting of God. Reflect at the beginning of this Advent season on how you are preparing for the coming of Jesus. Are you seeking justice? Are you loving mercy? Are you putting on the armor of light? Or are there parts of your life where you are sleepwalking? Are there parts of your life where you are procrastinating good works? Now is the time. Wake up. Be ready. Amen.